And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Maybe you remember the long Mount Olive pickle boycott led by the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, FLOC, and finally settled for the workers picking the pickles some years ago. For several years, FLOC has been seeking a similar settlement with Reynolds Tobacco. In this time of political crisis in North Carolina, we can't afford to ignore the fact that farm workers have been living in this state without the very rights that we are fighting for at Moral Mondays. Access to health care is dim among farm workers in North Carolina, the majority of which don't even have workers' compensation, doing one of the most labor-intensive and dangerous jobs in the country. Employment benefits don't exist for farm workers, even though work is but non-existent in the winter. Education? The average farm worker earns much more or less than $10,000 a year. Although they sustain this country by putting food on everybody's table, they are excluded from the political process because they have no papers. Farm workers are organizing, though. They are organizing against corporate power, which reaps all the profits of their hard labor and pushes policies that perpetuate lives in poverty. They need your support to win. FLOC continues this campaign pressuring R.J. Reynolds to use RJR's economic enormous political clout to transform the tobacco supply chain. Multi-party face-to-face meetings have continued this spring and summer, but it increasingly appears that RJR may only be using this forum to avoid the real changes that are necessary in the supply chain and the state of worker fear that exists on many NC tobacco farms. So, FLOC is continuing its pressure on the retail part of the supply chain. In North Carolina, on Kangaroo Pantry. Contact FLOC, website, Dudley, North Carolina for details. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.